This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Got Mickey Spagnola in just 1 second. Want to give a couple more shout-outs. Shout-out to Tyler and Lorna. They are getting married today. Congratulations. That is outstanding. And then shout-out to my wife, Christina Daly. Her birthday was Tuesday. She listens to The Fan when driving around with me and would love to hear her name. Bam. Done. Shout out.
I did want to confirm this from the 682. Are you guys going to talk about Jerry changing Mike's name to Matt? Was that a moment
and he
when
had
you
it
said
at
Matt?
First.
Right. Oh, no. I meant Matt.
That's okay.
Okay. You're good with it, okay? You're all right over there, buddy?
I'm totally fine.
Thanks,
with
Matthew.
It.
And then this is one of my
cousin, Matt.
This is one of my favorite shout outs of the day from the 502 in Oxnard. We're headed to the hospital to have our firstborn. Can we shout out my wife since she's a bit nervous, but we're also super excited to start the next generation of Cowboys fans. Her name is Tori. Shout out to Tori. Going to have a little Tolo. Going to have a little Cowboys fan. So outstanding stuff right there. Now, I promised this on the other side. Then Jerry came in, and that's obviously an important conversation to have. Top five NBA players, ESPN. Luka is not number five. That goes to Steph Curry.
As it should be, yeah. I mean, what has he really done lately to be in the top one?
They just won the championship.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And he finally
by himself,
got
or did Andrew Wiggins win
he
it?
He did win the final as MVP, though, right?
Andrew Wiggins should have won that.
Okay. Luka is not number four. That's Joel Embiid.
What's Joel Embiid really done lately, aside from failing
the playoffs?
He
stayed healthy for the first time in his career.
Yeah.
When's he going to get to the next round?
I mean,
for the next round.
That's, I guess, we'll see.
That's an honest guy. Yep. We didn't get the James Harden of the Houston Rockets.
Now, your last three choices are Giannis, Luka, and Jokic. How would you rank them?
I would rank it Giannis, Luka, Jokic. Like, yeah. That's the order I would go in.
We saw Serbia versus Slovenia.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think well, I guess Jokic did carry a pretty poor team last year, too. But
won back-to-back MVPs.
Yeah, and I think if Luka had shown up in shape, he would have won MVP last year. That's just my thought, but the early part of his season was pretty bad. So
Luka is third, Jokic is second, and Giannis is first. Third's pretty awesome.
I think it's a great list. CBS had Luka as five. I think when you get to the kind of top five guys, I know Durant was top five in the CBS.
And this one, they have him and LeBron like 7 and 8, I think.
Yeah. So I think it's you
get seven.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You get like the top 10 players, and it gets tough to really separate them a whole bunch.
I just want to point out to the Tolos out there that are watching on the Twitch right now, or if you're just listening, you should see how happy Kevin is that Luka's not number one. Like, he's always been against Luka.
Well, I'm not against Luka.
Top fringe 54 players, and now he's like, still not number one behind my Jokic. That's what's going on over here.
This is
going
to seem like I'm transitioning on purpose. But, I mean, he's better than Luka right now. All right, right now, I don't think that's that controversial of an opinion.
I'm going to have to quit the show today.
No.
I'm with you, Mike.
You got to play golf yesterday. All right now, brought to you by Ford, built for Texas, built for you. We talk with our Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Make Mike ask the first question now. Keep him in.
Yeah, see, Mickey gets how this works.
Well, Mick, it looks like your Chicago White Sox season came to an end.
I watched it fall apart the other night when it was on MLB, and they lost in 11 innings. And I said, okay, they keep sucking me back in, right? They'd lose three, and it's like, oh, they're out five. Then they'd win five, and then they're out by two. And so it came down to the three-game series with Cleveland, and they lost all three.
Ready for a football question?
Yes, let's go.
Daniel Jones.
Daniel Jones.
Is he any better? They're 2-0. I get their record's 2-0, but I don't think he's a good quarterback. Have you seen anything kind of getting prepared for this week that makes you think Daniel Jones is a better quarterback this year?
He looks a little bit more, how do I put it? A little bit more maybe confident in himself. And he's getting a little bit more help with Saquon Barkley healthy. Because he just wasn't consistent. And the poor guy, three offensive systems in 3 years, right?
Right.
And so I think they're playing more to maybe his strengths, but leaning on the run game, which I think in this game, that's going to be a very big determining factor for both teams. Can you run the ball and can you stop the run? Because I think that's what both teams would love to do in this game. So that takes some pressure off of him. It's not all on him. And maybe their offensive line's a little bit better because it the last couple of years, it's just atrocious. I think he's serviceable. Now we'll see going forward if he is what they had hoped he is when they drafted him.
Mickey, I see that Micah is out for the second straight
day. Oh, my God. Corey, what are you doing?
How concerned should I be right now?
I would think as long as they don't take some sort of jail to put him in on Monday, that he'll play.
Okay, all right. All right.
You would have to, leave him behind to keep him off the field. I guarantee you, especially in New York on Monday night, there's no way.
When you said some kind of jail, were you thinking about the 90s Cowboys?
I was thinking about Philadelphia.
Oh, that's a good point,
because they have a jail in the stadium.
That's probably, look, I bet that thing has paid for itself time and time and time again already. So I think that's fair. Now, former
how many,
Philly.
How many Eagles fans do you think have actually been in that?
Guarantee you.
Do they have a number?
Overflow.
Yeah, we have an Eagles fan listening right now, I bet, that's like, well, that's fair. Yeah. I don't like it, but that's fair.
Well, I don't know if they moved it to the new stadium, but not only was there a jail in the old stadium, I hear they had a judge in a court, too. Just process them right away.
Wow.
I like it.
Again, something that I bet has been worth their time many times over is, okay, Jason Peters, we didn't get a chance to talk about this yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Did you see him working out at left guard and right tackle? And is that a logical spot for him at either one of those positions?
I always thought it was going to be guard.
Okay.
I mean, he played it in Philadelphia for a while. And then they had it was the year they had problems at tackle, and then they were going to move in the tackle. And if you remember, he said, no, that contract I signed was to play guard. If you want me to play tackle, you got to pay me more. Right? And then I think they appeased him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think it just seemed logical that's probably the spot he was going to end up at. I mean, if you were looking for the soft spot where there wasn't much experience playing guard, you would say, okay, it was left guard, right? I mean, you've got a guy that started his first NFL game last week at guard, and then, McGovern had the four starts last year and then, kind of lost it. So I was thinking, well, if they have trouble there, if he's active, he can be your backup tackle, backup guard, maybe your starting guard if you need him. Because if you had listened closely to McCarthy when he was talking about McGovern, he said if he would play 10 to 12 snaps a game at fullback, people would recognize him as a fullback. And we use him in our big tight end package. So I was thinking, well, he's so versatile that he can be your backup guard, but he could also play fullback for you. They gave a snap to Gifford, right, on the goal line?
Right.
And he can also, when they go three tight ends, be the jumbo tight end in that. So almost, more valuable than starting at guard, although that was more out of necessity than anything else. So if Peters, whenever he's ready, I don't know if it's Monday or if it's next Sunday, But, you know, when they get him ramped up, I think that's the role that he would play, and we'll see. You know, and you can't – I don't think you can send a guy out there and say, okay, 70 snaps in this game, go at it, big boy, and you hadn't played since, you know, December. I don't think you can do that, but you just kind of ramp him up.
You know, that, you know, McGovern, I guess, Kevin, could be listed as athlete, just, or big athlete, like they did in high school whenever
you
we were covering.
You have to add something, because that was almost always, I always felt that was unfair, Mick. I don't know if you remember that, is they would always put a quarterback that they did not think translated as a quarterback at the next level and put athlete. And I was like, why can't he be a quarterback? He plays quarterback.
And that's McGovern.
That was my position sophomore in high school, right?
You played, athlete or quarterback? Okay.
It's like, wherever we need somebody extra to practice against, that's where they put me. Like, if somebody was missing, go practice against him.
Yeah. He was that valuable, Corey.
Yeah,
he could shadow anybody.
He made every
Although
other
I was
better.
More valuable going to the road games and being able to write the story in the student newspaper the next day.
Yeah.
Did you do it with your pads on and stuff? Because that'd be amazing.
My pads, without, because we probably had to wear them to away games back then.
Yeah.
There was no visiting dressing rooms.
I can see Mickey with a typewriter and his helmet on, and he's just going way out. All right, Mickey, the Jaron Curse, how
I don't understand why you're moving on from where you're just
I don't think Curse plays in that.
How have they done filling the role without him so far? How have you liked
Well,
that?
they played McQuamu a little bit more. Kind of in that role a little bit. And then I don't know if you guys noticed, but Donovan Wilson played every snap in this last game and played well, by the way. And then a little bit with Anthony Barr and, you know, having maybe like three linebackers on the field at the same time. So they've been able to fill that role, and then you just, you know, play more of a straight nickel at times. But Barr's versatility gives Dan Quinn some choices because he can have Barr and Van Der Esch at linebacker, and he can put, you know, Parsons on the line of scrimmage next to defensive end DeMarcus Lawrence and have a five-man line. And he doesn't always have to rush. He could cover. He can drop off. So they have a lot of versatility. Thanks to the addition of Barr and then the things that Micah Parsons does, as long as he doesn't have, like, probably an allergy reaction.
Yeah. No, don't worry. He doesn't think that's going to happen.
Why would he say that?
Corey, he does not think that's going to happen.
He's playing, believe me.
Okay. You heard it right there. All right. No need for a prediction today. We will get that when we talk with you again on Monday.
Okay. That sounds good.
There you go.
See you guys.
Mickey Spagnola from DallasCowboys.com.
I was ready to give my prediction.
You know what, Mike?
17-13 Cowboys.
My God.
Change your mind on Monday. I'll let you.
If Micah Parsons is out, I will change my mind.
I don't. I mean, he just said he's going to play.
Don't care.
What if Gallup's in?
Doesn't matter.
What if Peters and Gallup's are in?
Doesn't matter.
That's a great question. Can you create a backlog of players that could come in and replace how you feel about losing Micah?
What if Dak's in?
And all those other people, does that equal Micah?
20-13. We score three more points.
Yeah!
Okay, so that's winning. All right, I like
it. But Micah has to play. Okay. If Micah's out, Cowboys lose.
Now, I mean, look, Micah is amazing. You feel like there's stats like this every single day. Micah has 4 sacks and 7 quarterback hits this year. Both are tied for the most in the NFL. Since last year, he has 17 sacks, which is 5th most in the NFL, despite the fact that he's not a full-time edge. And then there's this. Of all the players that are top 50 in the league at rushing the passer in terms of sacks, there's one who plays less than 60% off the edge, and that's Micah.
And that's when he's at his best. Like, dead serious. I know the idea of, hey, just put him on the edge and let him go. He's so good everywhere else, too, though. Like, if you want to put him at middle linebacker, he can still get to the quarterback.
Right.
And you don't have to, like, just say, well, he's here. So, man, I love this. I love that number. I love hearing that. I'm still trying to figure out, and I want to ask somebody that, like, might be able to, has a great history, maybe Jerry next time. Not necessarily comp, but have you ever seen a player that you can just say, oh, yeah, it's like him? Because I was seeing, maybe it was Baldinger, he was saying, you know, he's a feel rusher. You know, he rushes off of what he feels that you're doing as an offensive lineman. Imagine if he actually had a plan. Or no, that was just Andrew Whitworth. Whitworth said it. He talked to him afterwards, and he was like, you're going to be special, kid. And he was like, why do you think I'm going to be special? And he explained to him and everything, but he was like, just whenever he gets to a point where he has a plan of action going at somebody and he has the feel to say, oh, no, this is – because that's what Whitworth was saying, was he doesn't have a plan. He just goes.
Got a shout-out Friday right here on 105 Through the Fan. Got a few more from the 817. My grandson Luca turns 2 today. Can he get a shout-out? Absolutely. Happy birthday, Luca.
Is he named after Luka Doncic? And he won't remember because I've been doing studies on when, when we have memories.
I will have to follow up and find out about this. Also, this person from the 945, they were smart not to give their name. Shout-out to them, though. They're proposing to their girlfriend of 4 years tonight in downtown Fort Worth.
Ooh,
so
ooh.
Single ladies, if that sounds like you and you're going to downtown Fort Worth tonight, maybe.
Downtown Fort Worth is pretty amazing.
It really is.
Kevin, did you just set up a whole bunch of single ladies for disappointment?
A whole bunch of single ladies are sitting there going, oh my gosh, I'm going to Fort Worth tonight.
I don't know.
Proposing.
I didn't mean to set them up to
and
be
yet
sad.
You did. And yet you did.
There are so many single ladies that were like,
some stuff.
Well, you know what?
They weren't going to take showers before, but now they're like, all right.
What? So that's a good transition because coming up next, we'll talk with Tony Gwynn Jr., but also it's time for Forgiveness Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So do I need to ask for forgiveness for everyone who thinks they might be proposed to tonight, but they're not going to? Well, we'll find all of that out next right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now on the line, Odyssey MLB insider Tony Gwynn Jr. Insider calls are brought to you by Driveway.com. Looking for a car? Go to Driveway.com where you can get pre-qualified, buy a car, and get it delivered. Good morning, sir.
Morning, gentlemen. How you guys doing?
We're doing good. I'm hoping you can help us out here as Rangers fans. This is pretty appropriate, but what keeps a player motivated in the final couple weeks of a season where your team is not in the mix at all?
That's a good question. I think for some guys, numbers. Numbers are going to be the driving force. You know, ultimately, you play this game to win, but if you're not winning, and some of that's out of your control, right? You want to focus in on putting your best foot forward. And so, but for some, listen, for a team like Texas, to be honest, you're out of the race, but you still want to be building good habits towards next year, right? Because a lot of your core is going to be coming back. You expect to be better. And really starting those habits now can go a long way. I think back, so when I was traded to the Padres in 09, we weren't a very good ball club. But the second half of the season, we finished with the best record in baseball. And that carried over into the next season. We went all the way to the wire in 2010 and lost to the Giants the last day of the season to be eliminated from the playoffs. But it set the tone for the following year. So guys will focus on numbers. But the veterans in there, the core leaders of that ball club, I'm sure will be trying to set those habits and set a good tone going in for next season.
So, Tony, I know we're talking about, you know, right now and the Rangers not being in it, obviously. The Padres are. I've always thought, I know that a lot of people have brought this up before, and I want this to happen. I want this change to happen. I want April, May, and June to be one season, July, August, and September to be another season where you do make the playoffs. Kind of like, I'm sure you played in minor league baseball where they had this. I would love to see a first half, second half kind of division of, hey, you can make the playoffs in the first 3 months. You can make the playoffs in the second 3 months to give us, the American fan, more intrigue throughout a season.
Yeah, listen, you'll probably get a mixed camp on that because, I mean, so often we see individuals have great first halves, be an all-star, and fall off the second half. And the beauty about the game of baseball is it isn't about what you did the first 3 months. You gotta compete for the full 6+ months to have a chance to get into the dance. And there's something I think that really starts to separate the really good from the okay. And you know, I think if that's the one place in baseball where I think compared to the other sports, maybe aside from basketball, you get a true idea of who are the really good teams and who are the teams that, you know, got off to a good start, but couldn't maintain it, whether it be the injury, whether it be to the talent. I just think baseball is meant to be a marathon. From a fan's perspective, I get it, right? You really are just kind of getting in and out during the course of the year until it gets to September. But I don't necessarily think that's a bad thing.
Tony, Mike asked a question to Jerry Jones earlier this morning about how baseball, you know, 700 home runs, you know, 62. There's a lot of numbers that drive baseball. And I think you can look at even like there may never be another 300 winning pitcher in the history of this game based on the way things are going. But then Jerry came back and said, you know, when I finally got to go to Yankee Stadium and put my hand on the stadium, I felt the nostalgia. What is the nostalgia from baseball for you?
Wow. There's a lot of it, right? I think, you know, I could see myself putting my hand on a plaque in Yankee Stadium and being taken back to a time where I wasn't even alive, right? You feel it, mm-hmm. right? And that's the beauty about baseball is there's so much history. And it's such a hard game that those numbers we talk about are really hard to attain. Like, I'm not sure I'll see a 700 homer hitter again in my lifetime. And so that'll be my son that maybe gets a chance to see something like that again. So for me, 700, 400 batting average,
yeah.
those things are like, you know, I hold in very, very high regard.
Yet another reason they screwed up in the 1994 season. I hear what you're saying. Like, I definitely hear what you're saying there.
I feel like we got to change the Mendoza line to a different line now, too.
Yeah.
180.
Yeah.
You hit 200. I can get you paid, man. I can get you paid. Tony, appreciate it very much. Every single Friday, love having you on. We will catch up with you next week.
All right. You guys take care.
There you go. That was Odyssey MLB Insider Tony Gwynn Jr. Insider Calls brought to you by Driveway.com. Head to Driveway.com today to shop more than 25,000 new and used cars in Driveway's nationwide inventory. And now, how about we do a little Forgiveness Friday, which unfortunately I feel like now I am a bigger part of while looking at the fan text.
I love Emily's text. That's hilarious.
From the 682, I'm totally single. I'm in Fort Worth. Looks like I got to take a shower tonight. From the 817, Kevin definitely needs to ask for forgiveness. From the another 817, shout out to the 100 guys on a date in Fort Worth with their girlfriends tonight when they innocently ask, why are you so upset tonight? And then they are angry and crying. I'm sorry. To everyone, I did not mean to get anybody's hopes up, but Reggie's right. Yet here we are.
I'm curious, Mike, about how many women do you think listen to our show consistently?
Seven. I don't know the number, but I would say
I just had a number.
I would say 33% of our audience.
You think so?
Well, just being at Ranger games a lot, there's a lot of women that come up and say, hey, I'm a Tolo. I listen to the show. Now, quite a few of them say they listen with their husband.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Or, you know, so I get that a lot of it maybe is a little bit, well, I'm in the car with my husband and he wants to listen to Sports Talk Radio. I listen to it and then I enjoy it too. But I think there's quite a few women. I think there's, I think it was Amanda was her name, but she has switched from being a P1 to a Tolo.
Nice.
And so, I mean, I get that quite a bit. And so I would just say, my guess is obviously more men. So I'll say 2/3 mm-hmm. are men that listen to Sports Talk Radio, our station. But I think 33%.
Okay.
I like that number. How many of those women come up and they're like, I know who Mike Bassick is?
Oh, my God.
Very few.
Okay. All right.
Oh. But they're probably, in that case, they're probably really nervous because I am sexy to them.
Yeah, it makes sense.
And I think, you know, whenever you see like a sexy person, uh-huh. you get a little bit nervous. So I'm sure like those people that really are like, Mike Bassick's probably the best looking man I've ever seen.
I'm going to regret
probably
this.
Probably are a little bit nervous to come up to me.
I'm going to regret this so much.
Don't be nervous.
Who is the last sexy person that you were nervous around, Mike?
Aside from Sue. You were around a person, if Jerry maybe, or whoever, that you're like, a sexy person.
I don't know. I don't know what the answer is.
Okay.
Smart. Very smart. By the way, lots of females texting in, letting us know that they're always listening. Thank you, Rachel.
Okay.
In other
words. Well, as long as I haven't gotten your hopes up just to dash them.
Can you
expertly
imagine, like, they're in the car with their boyfriend driving, and they heard you say that, and they just sat there and smiled into the windshield like,
do you think the boyfriend's listening, and he's like, nope, yeah. Not, nope.
turned it down real quick and was like, hey, I just want to let you know that he's not talking to you.
Now, does Emi Udoka deserve forgiveness?
We got to figure this out.
What'd you say?
It's that close.
Okay. He said he wants to apologize to the players, fans, the entire Celtics organization, and his family for letting them down. He said, I'm sorry for putting the team in this difficult situation. I accept the team's decision. Out of respect for everyone involved, I will have no further comment. Well, here's a further comment just for me that I found interesting is he suspended for the year, but Woj was saying last night, that's not a close-ended suspension. Like, he suspended for the year, and then they will reevaluate, and there are still some people who think he will not be back with the franchise. Like, I believe he will get a job elsewhere, Doel, I guess depending on what we find out about this, but this situation remains mysterious and probably interesting because of it.
I'm a little bit confused just because of playing 13 years of professional baseball and then being in this job now for over 10 years. We hear a lot of speculation of people sleeping around that we don't talk about because that's their private life. It doesn't really affect what happens on the field or on the court or anything like that. So I'm just confused. If Udoka is getting suspended for a year, and I don't know all the details. I don't know if we all know really the details and we'll ever know the details. But I feel like I just named 33% of women listen to our show. I would say 33% of coaches/players in the game might have had a relationship with somebody in the offices of their organization. And we're not getting those suspensions. So I'm just a little bit confused and I don't know the exact numbers. Kind of like, Mike, how many people did steroids when you played? I don't know. I'm going to guess about a fourth to a third of the players I played with and against did steroids in my time of playing baseball. I'm going to guess about a fourth to a third of men in organizations have slept with or are sleeping with somebody in their organization that's a woman.
Okay, so the whole situation here gets pretty muddy because we had two newsbreakers, the major ones in the NBA, Woj and Shams Charania, kind of reporting on this yesterday, correct?
Yes.
Or I guess 2 days ago, is that right?
Yeah, 2 days.
The thing about it is we got to remember newsbreakers have different sources, and at least in my estimation of this, it seems like Woj got his sources from within the organization. And it seems like Shams' sources were from Emi Udoka's camp to try and get ahead of this. Because one thing you remember, Shams Charania was very big on making sure to say like that it was 100% consensual.
Yeah.
And then ultimately in the story that The Athletic, Shams Charania penned for The Athletic, was this graph, and I'll read it verbatim. Some members of the Celtics organization first became aware of the relationship in July, sources said. At that time, team leadership was led to believe by both parties that the relationship was consensual. But sources said that the woman recently accused Udoka of making unwanted comments towards her, leading the team to launch a set of internal interviews. So this is the thing, is if you are going to frame this entirely as, oh, well, it was consensual, yeah, that's going to make you confused. Understanding that there's going to be more to this story makes it so that, okay, this is not the cut and dry thing that people wanted it to be, which is why having all the conversations yesterday was probably a little bit foolhardy.
And I saw another source said that supposedly the Celtics went to him and said, you need to stop.
Yeah, apparently they've known about this for months. They've had an external law firm. I guess all law firms would be external to a basketball team, but like they've had a law firm investigating this for months. So like, this does not seem like this is going to be a cut and dry thing, and I would not imagine that we have full resolution on it for a while.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Since we're doing a shout-out Friday, I got one more for you. Can I get a shout-out to my new Tolo and squad member? Just welcome baby boy Rocco to the family. Congratulations to you,
and
shout-out right there. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy, where Mike's favorite is back. Plus, we've got all the numbers and fingers that you need for the weekend.
Okay.
We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
Oh.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan on a shout-out Friday, 877-881-1053. If you want to get a shout-out going, we will try to make that happen. Already had a ton today, but right now, time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Biscuits? Okay. How come biscuits are so different in England?
Because they're cookies?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Tea and biscuits. Ours are very soft, a bread-like deal, a roll-like deal, and theirs are cookies. Doesn't make sense.
It is confusing.
Kind of like truffles.
I don't know if I've ever had a truffle.
Like the one you find underground or the candy?
Thank you. Okay. That's how they're different.
All right. All right, let's go to this. They have a new sponsor for the halftime show of the Super Bowl, and we might have found out who's going to be their headline performer for this year. NFL announced that Apple Music is the new partner for the Super Bowl halftime show.
The Beatles.
And there were, I could see that. There were some rumblings, and perhaps they made some suggestions that Taylor Swift would be the halftime performer for this year's Super Bowl. We'll
Does
see.
Does she have current music out that people really like?
Usually, like, it'll releases work. One.
Yeah.
Some, dude, it doesn't matter. It's Taylor Swift, bro.
Yeah.
It'll Our music song. Expert Carter says that she has an album coming out.
Yeah. In like, I bet it'll have yeah, a songs about a guy who wronged her.
I guess so. She did a COVID album, right?
Yeah, and she did another one after that.
That was on Disney.
And she usually, like, will leak something on Instagram or Twitter where it's like, hey, coming up in 12 days. Or, yeah.
Did she intentionally date guys to then break up with them so she can write those songs?
I think she's just a young woman looking for love, and it just hasn't hit. You know, I think there's one guy that she's with now,
looking
but it
for
just
love
hasn't.
In all the wrong places.
We all
write
dated.
A song about anything else.
What are you supposed to write your songs about?
I mean,
your life experiences.
Anything else? That her only life experience is that
love.
Okay.
And heartbreak.
Okay.
And love.
And heartbreak.
Sex.
Oh my God.
And you know. Jake Gyllenhaal, if you know that story.
I don't.
Evidently.
Oh, he's buff and he was in movies. He
took he's good looking. From her.
Oh. Okay. Let's go from that
like
to. It's weird that you know that. Let's go from that to the Ravens. Gave Jason Pierre-Paul $5.5 million for the 1 year. Now, usually at this point, when somebody signs, it's for a much lower tier deal, but. They've been talking for a while. The Ravens said, let's go ahead and set this deal off. And they signed it up 1 year, $5.5 billion with Jason Pierre-Paul. Do you think he can make an impact on a Ravens team that we think could be pretty good?
Yeah. I mean, they need pass rush.
They do.
We were just talking about that earlier or yesterday. So, of course, he can do something for them. I'm really surprised at you. That you haven't made some sort of joke yet, but I appreciate you. Yes, I really appreciate that you have.
He did make a joke. It was the tease about fingers. I get it now.
Oh my! Is that what it was?
Now I get the fingers. The now I get the fingers tease.
I thought you've grown up, Kevin. Here I was thinking he's
right.
Has,
what am I right?
Kevin finally has a child. You know, he's a
dad. I've had a child for a really long time. He's about to be 18. I wasn't married for that one. All right, let's go from that, to
almost a man.
Big news. He is. That's a good point. Big news for Mike. Your favorite, Gabe Davis, said 100% he is playing versus the Dolphins.
The Dolphins are in trouble. And by the way, going back to the Ravens, Jason Pierre-Paul might need to be able to play cornerback or safety, because in that fourth quarter, that's what they needed the most.
Yeah.
Do
you think he can drop back in coverage?
Micah Hyde's out, though, and so's Jordan Phillips. That's a couple of big-time players for the Buffalo defense. That,
are you buying in?
That, I'm very interested in knowing.
Let me ask you this, because I know the Chiefs still exist. But let's just say the Dolphins go out there and just put the boots to the Bills. Would you be ready to say the Dolphins are the favorite in the AFC? Like, they just stomp them 35-10.
Well, no, but I would say they're now a true Super Bowl contender.
Okay.
Because they were down by a lot of points.
They were.
To the Ravens. Ravens, so, yeah. I mean, you got to, if you take the game as
a whole,
I
hear you.
They scored 28 in the fourth quarter, which is spectacular. It shows that they're not out of any game. If they're down by 10 or 14 points in a playoff game, you'd say, hey, watch out. They could have a 28-point explosion. We've seen it earlier in the season. But, no, I really like them. I think that they're going to be a fun team. And one of those teams is going to be a freaking wild card team. That's the tough thing.
Yeah.
It would be interesting if they had another game where they come from behind and win in that same manner. And you're like, wow, last week wasn't an accident. Yeah. It was on purpose.
Let's go from that, I guess, to, man, Steelers wide receiver George Pickens. I feel like he made his point really quickly, because yesterday he said, I'm open like 99% of the time.
Yes.
So that felt high. But then when you watched the game last night, are you like, you know what? Maybe he's right. Just chuck the ball somewhere and he'll figure out a way to catch it. That was amazing.
I can't. Maybe my TV flipped on me. What happened on the play that he got one hand on and it looked like the Cleveland cornerback got it and intercepted it in the end zone? Did you see that play? I don't know, because I came back. I had to reboot my TV.
He was out of bounds.
He was out of bounds.
Yeah, it was the first foot hit out of bounds.
Well, in my mind, I was like, you're always open like that. You did. That wasn't a good play. That was a tip drill to the guy. And so there are still things to learn, but Trubisky was bad last night, dude.
All right.
Not having Dabes around really affected.
Oh, my God. Him. Now, speaking of that, Mike Tomlin already in the postgame shot that down. Let's go ahead and go to cut number 9 right here. This is Mike Tomlin. I might even have an update for you.
This tape and looking at the totality of it and figuring out how we collectively get better. So the answer to that question is definitively no.
Definitively no. Will you switch quarterback or play caller? Definitively no.
Spell it.
Maybe later. I thought about it, but I was like, I got a bunch more stuff to get to.
He's just not ready, right? Their first round quarterback probably just isn't ready.
I could see that. All right, let's go from that to Christian McCaffrey. I thought Christian McCaffrey had a really funny bit when they talked about putting him on the injury report. He said, quote, I think at this point, if I went to take a leak during practice, I'd end up on the injury report.
Really?
He said he is going to play
on
Sunday, but perhaps he does have ankle stiffness. I don't know if that worries you, since, you know, he tends to get hurt. But he said, I'm good to go.
All right.
I'm going to play.
There you go. Good for him.
All right. Let's go from that to 0-2 teams. Here's the stat if you're thinking about it. The Bengals immediately jumped to mind for this, but that's because we just freaking played the Bengals. Is if you start 0-2 in the NFL since the merger, just 38 of the 400 teams that have started 0-2, or excuse me, of the teams that have made the playoffs were 0-2. So less than 10% of the teams that make the playoffs are 0-2. So
but now there's 17 games.
That is true. Do you think that is going to drastically, plus they've added to the playoffs, do you think that will drastically alter the math?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, over time.
Huh. Yeah, maybe 6%.
It's the great thing about being in research and development. You're like, just give it time. You're wrong. Nope, give it more time.
Would 6% be a drastic change for
yes.
you? Because
yes.
I think that is a
huge increase.
Because a team can not have a player early in the season and then gain a game that could be the changer for it, you know?
All right. Highest pass touchdown percentage this season so far. Who do you think has thrown touchdowns on the highest percentage of their passes? And are these three the best three quarterbacks in the league?
Mahomes threw five in week one on 39
passes. He is actually third. But I think we would agree he's one of the best in the league.
I mean, I'm assuming Tua T threw a lot of touchdown passes last week, so he has to have a higher percentage of touchdown passes.
Not in the top three. Josh Allen is okay. Second. We'd all agree.
Yeah.
He's one of the best quarterbacks in the league.
Hold on. I want to take a guess.
Okay.
On two.
Joe Flacco.
Jared Goff.
I told you three and two. Is Mahomes and Allen.
Another one.
Jared Goff, incorrect.
Oh.
Lamar Jackson has thrown touchdowns on 10.2% of his passes so far this year.
Well, that's because he doesn't pass very much. He runs all the time, Kevin.
You know what's interesting about that is
he's only completed 64% of his passes.
I mean, that's about average.
As much as our show tries to pump up Lamar Jackson, the public doesn't believe in Lamar Jackson.
They don't. And it's really, that remains bizarre. Even Bill Belichick, somebody asked him about it. He goes, well, Lamar Jackson's clearly proven himself as a pocket passer. Like, Bill Belichick, not me, not you.
You.
Did it not, I wonder if it hurt that when Brown left to Arizona, he didn't speak highly of Lamar Jackson. But that being said, who does? Tyreek Hill doesn't speak highly of Patrick Mahomes anymore.
Yeah.
And I think we all would say, I think in this room, Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the NFL today. Not by a lot, but he's still the best. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously Josh Allen is pushing that. Aaron Rodgers, back-to-back MVPs, is pushing that. But I don't know. Lamar Jackson will have to win a Super Bowl.
I think you're 100% right.
I don't think that'll change people's minds.
You know what?
Their mind made up, and they will move the goalposts as they see fit in order to support their feelings.
I actually agree with that even more. And they're like, well, they didn't win it because of him.
Then he has to win two Super Bowls.
Yeah, people's minds are really hard to change, but I think y'all both make excellent points. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for the Combo Platter, perhaps the most unique combo platter we've ever done. It's Love Note Day.
Love Note Day.
So give us a sports opinion first, and then have you ever written a love note? And if so, how did it turn out? 877-881-1053. We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.